We continue the show now with a visit from Penny Rich, chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, joining us here now in the studio. How are you?
Okay. So, yeah.
Grateful Dead just played.
That always makes me happy. You always see that smile come on my face.
Obviously, the big news came down about a half an hour ago. Duke University will not be signing the cooperative agreement on light rail, which is necessary for the project to move forward. So, where are we now?
Yeah. So, I did talk to Mark Markopoulos briefly as soon as he got out of that 4-hour closed session meeting. So, they had a regular Go Triangle meeting, it started probably in the morning hours, went for about a half hour, and then they went into closed session for a couple of hours. So, they are weighing options. Obviously, the options are becoming slimmer and slimmer when you have a major setback like this. Mm-hmm. The disappointment really isn't with Duke, and we know that throughout the week we've seen letters and, faculty and folks all around Durham that were trying to encourage Duke and make them come to reasoning to understand this. And it just seems like, from the beginning, they were not very, very much a pro of the project. And that's how it played out today. Mm-hmm. So, I think Go Triangle did everything they could. I mean, Tammy Grubb did a number of amazing articles. And this is a shout out to her because I just got off the phone with her. She did a number of articles in the past couple of days, and anyone that wants to know anything about light rail should call Tammy because she's really done her homework. And it shows a timeline where Duke is saying that they didn't know about certain things that Go Triangle were proposing, and Go Triangle has a timeline of all their communications with Duke, and Duke is clearly not telling the full story or the whole story or the true story. So it is. It's rather disappointing. I believe your question is, where do we go from here?
Right.
And I'm not trying to avoid that question.
Don't have an answer.
That's right. I think it's too early for us to say what happens next. We do have a number of triggers in the agreement that will pull meetings together. We'll start understanding, what has to stop. Go Triangle's hired a number of employees to work specifically on this project. What happens there? And I heard you talking to Blake a little bit earlier. What happens to all the affordable housing plans and the economic development plans? There's a lot to think about. There's a lot to digest. And I have a feeling I'm going to be in a lot of meetings in the next couple of days and weeks to follow. Mm-hmm.
So going back for just a second,
sure.
this decision today, the decision by Duke University, the fact that the deadline tomorrow isn't going to get met, does that mean that the light rail project is dead?
I would think that in my assessment, I would think that's probably true. Mm-hmm. And I think that Go Triangle has put out a statement, but they're not quite at that level yet, right? Because there's some last minute talks that are trying to go down. And I know Durham I'll tell you, the folks in Durham, God bless them, the county commissioners and the city council, they have put so much heart and soul and emotion and energy and they put themselves on a political line for this. And so we need to let everybody just have at least 24 hours to take a deep breath. And then I think we'll probably hear some more information. Mm-hmm. Now, we were going to have some sort of update on March 7th, as well as Durham was going to have updates on March 7th, that was supposedly going to go in the right direction of what we wanted to hear. We're probably going to pull most of that and talk more about legally what we're responsible to do now if this does not pass.
It's been a lot of emotion and energy and time put into this, but a lot of resources as well
and a lot of
spending on the part of both Orange and especially Durham County,
because this was exactly
much more their project than Orange's, but significantly Orange's as well. Can those efforts now, if the light rail project is dead, can those efforts or can some of those efforts be turned into other avenues, whether it's development or, I know all of the opponents of light rail have been promoting BRT, bus rapid transit. Can we kind of push our efforts in that direction?
Sure.
Now?
And I think that's part of the overall big conversation, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we have invested a tremendous amount of money, and for Duke not to recognize that, and not to care about that and not to be concerned that we've taken taxpayer dollars to invest in this because we believed in the project, because the FTA believed in the project. I mean, all along, this project has been getting pretty decent scores. And, you know, the FTA still, we have not talked to the FTA. Go Triangle has not. So I think that conversation is going to happen also. And you know, they've been a partner. They've been a really good partner. So I think it all plays out in the next couple of days, probably by next Wednesday when we're back on the air. We'll have a little bit more information to pass on to everyone. But, yeah.
Speaking with Penny Ridge, and it's just kind of surprising to me that the way that it's come down, and obviously there's been this discussion with Duke for months and years now. The one kind of sticking point for me with this whole light rail discussion is that there has been such a heavy reliance on external partners like the state government and the federal government,
right,
or the executive branch in 2018, 2019, with the leadership that they have there, the reliance on them to come through with funds and resources and support. That's been the sticking point for me. Like, oh, we're relying really heavily on these external partners, and it's an internal partner that ends up putting the brakes on the process.
And isn't that amazing, right?
Yeah.
And who would think? I think there's something like 14 different agreements that mm-hmm. had to take place, and two of them out of the 14, it just couldn't throw this. I mean, I hate to keep saying all these, like, you know, cliches, but throw this under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. I mean, at all those
derail
efforts,
is the derail, word that we've been using, if you want to use the train metaphor.
I guess
metaphor.
I heard Blake,
yeah,
you say that a little while ago. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really a sad day for our region, mm-hmm. though, because what we're talking about is regional transportation. And, you know, light rail was part of a comprehensive, I shouldn't say was, but is part of a comprehensive plan that, you know, it grows. It grows our region. And, you know, I tweeted the other day that, yeah, I have a 22 and a 24-year-old. Well, almost, this week is party week. And, you know, their generation doesn't want to get in a car. They do not want to get in the car. So what are we talking about? You know, what are we, you know, where is Duke on this level of thinking for the future? I just, or do they care? Mm-hmm. Does Duke even care? I don't, it doesn't feel like they care. And it doesn't feel like they're in tune with the rest of Durham, to be quite honest, because, you know, Durham overwhelmingly wanted this project to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to have to see. I'm sure we'll hear more tomorrow. I think they got out of their meeting like at 4:15-ish, and that's when that Mike sent over a press release. And I think we're gonna have to have more discussion on this and see where we go from here.
Yeah, and that's Mike Charbonneau, right?
Yeah,
from
correct.
Go Triangle.
Correct. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, speaking with Penny Ridge, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government, gotriangle.org, is that correct?
Yeah, I think they're a .org.
I just blanked on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotriangle for .org for more on the on Go
sure.
Triangle. And ourtransitfuture.com is the website for the light rail project, kind of future development
right.
there. So if you want more information on that. And you mentioned Tammy Grubb, heraldsun.com,
unbelievable.
If you want her work, which has
she
been really good.
Great, yeah.
Other things going on in Orange County. I know we want to plug Women's History Month, which is coming up in just a couple of days in March.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting as you read about this. I remember last year I was a little disappointed that we got towards the end of the month and we had it just kind of slipped by. You know, March is that last month you have before you start talking about budget. So
yeah,
it kind of slipped by. And thank God for Greg Wilder, who pulls all our agendas together. He actually put it on the agenda this year. And I'm like, wow, how did that get there? And he was like, yeah, it was you. And I'm like, oh, that's right. That's
good. Yeah.
So, it was kind of interesting. I did a little history. Jimmy Carter was the first president to sign in Women's History Week.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just grew from there. Each president, I don't know if the current president has signed in a resolution last year, but presidents before him, since Jimmy Carter, have all done this. And it gives you more exposure to some of women that made history. And, you know, there's books and there's art projects, and it just gives you a whole, you know, kids to be doing things and really understanding. And Jimmy Carter has some wonderful statements about the women in his life, if you ever get a chance to go back and read about that.
Why March? I know we talk about Black History Month being in February, and, you know, the line about it's the shortest month of the year, and that's the month that we celebrate Black History, but there is a referent for it. There are a lot of significant events in Black history and African American history that happened in the month of February. Is there a rationale for it being March?
I don't know. That's so interesting.
I'm going to have to look this up. Yeah,
yeah, because I'm like thinking, I why would it be March? I mean, it's baffling. Quickly.
I'm looking it up. Women's History Month. Wikipedia, that will tell us everything.
There you go, yeah.
Women's History Month takes its beginning back to the first International Women's Day. In 1911, which means we have to click on International Women's Day, which was first organized in February, which doesn't help us at all.
In the meantime, look, the sun came out a little bit.
There have been claims that the day was commemorating a protest by women garment workers in New York on March 8th of 1857, been described as a myth, so never mind.
Okay.
There's no obvious answer to that question.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe, you know, like you say, February was busy. April, you know, you get into Easter. March, I don't know. Mardi Gras? I don't know. What else?
Maybe. Yeah. Well, I mean, this year, Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is as late as humanly possible this year, isn't it?
Yeah. I got my Mardi Gras button on. I got two babies that were born during Mardi Gras. You know, one is 26 and the other one was the 6th. And
awesome.
The 6th is happening, Mardi Gras is the 5th.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
you'll still be coming down from Mardi Gras and you'll be celebrating a birthday.
They're still celebrating birthdays.
So what is the county doing to mark Women's History Month?
So we're going to pass a resolution, which is really nice. I'm hoping that I will be able to get to read that, and it's standard resolutions, but it's good for us to be recognizing them, go on record for doing that, and making sure that we pass that on to all the other counties in North Carolina. Doesn't assure anything, but that's how that goes. So
awesome. Speaking with Penny Rich, Orange County Commissioners, other things on Orange County's agenda that people ought to know about?
No, I mean, coming up again, we're going to talk a little bit more about broadband, which we've been talking about for quite some time now, right? And all of this is starting to come together. You know, interestingly enough, we had a good conversation with Chatham, and Chatham's a little bit behind us with the open broadband, so they want to tap into our intelligence, which I think is great because, we need to be sharing information county to county. So that's really important to us as we're learning to make sure that we bring folks like Chatham on. Also, we had a really good conversation with Chatham about transportation. And as I think you and I might have even touched on this once before, as more and more people are moving to Chatham, we have to be able to get them to UNC. Mm-hmm. And that's where they're going. They're working at UNC. They're moving to Chatham. And if we don't look into the future and try to move these folks around in the right manner now, I can't tell you what the future is going to bring. So that's really important to me, just making sure that we're thinking about that and, being a good partner to our neighboring counties.
Orange Chatham Light Rail starting next week? Or?
Yeah, right? Yeah. There we go. We can defer money to there. No, but you joke, but it's not necessarily, if you think about that 15-501 corridor going to Pittsburgh.
Well, Chatham Park's going to have, what, 35,000 people living in
something
like that? Yeah, on a
50-year build out. Yeah. And, Briar Chapel already is packed. I mean, Chatham does not have a water system, a countywide water system now. They're starting to talk about that because they have all these little private water companies. And as Chatham grows, it's going to be frightening. So we're there. We're going to be good neighbors. We're going to have conversations with them and help them as much as they can. And hopefully they can teach us a few things, too.
Awesome. Yeah. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Aaron.